Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Isn't that appropriate? Holiday, that's what most parents have taken when it comes to controlling their kids' use of their internet connection.
Unfortunately.
I'm on holiday. Oh, they're just fine. Don't worry about them.
You know, when it came to my mom, especially my mom, the internet was still fairly new. I mean, this was back in like 95 when I was a little guy, and she didn't even have any concept of what was available online.
As most parents, well, I think most parents know now. I think it's just that they feel like dealing with it's just too overwhelming, too time consuming.
Right.
And that's just, that's bad. That's a bad situation. Another little sign that things might be a little fishy in your house. If you don't know how to look at the internet history, the browser history, which is just, you just kind of look at all the little icons in your browser and you'll see one that says history. If you click on it and it seems to always be empty.
That seems unlikely.
That means somebody's covering their tracks. They're removing the basic information. Now, there's other ways to get that information that the kids may or may not know about, which we can teach you.
Right.
But primarily, that is a sign that somebody is cleaning up after themselves.
And
they're
why would they do that?
Cover their tracks. I don't know. Maybe Gary in, I guess it's not a city, is he? Gary might I understand, Gary, you have a couple of teenagers. You might be able to tell us, well, why would a teenager or why would anybody constantly clear out the internet history?
So people don't know where they've been going.
Uh-huh. Have you ever had that experience in your house?
We haven't had the experience by cleaning out the history because they don't know how to do that. They haven't done that. But I did have an interesting situation with MySpace.com.
Now, how old are your kids?
I have a 16-year-old and 11-year-old.
Okay.
And my son had been using the AIM OS, AIM instant messaging.
Yes.
And then he told us about this MySpace.com. And when he first signed up for it, we looked at it, and it was, at the time, pretty tame. Well, one day, it happened to be on my computer, and I walked in, and I saw, I did not know about the 16 and older, and I was really shocked by the pictures on there.
Yeah, well, the thing is, this is, because it's a haven for young teenage people, the predators and the people that like to prey on that group of individuals knows that here's, you know, it's a target-rich environment, and they pose as other teens. And there have been stories all over the country of kids thinking this is no big deal and putting pictures of themselves taking illicit drugs and doing, you know, really stupid things and then posting the pictures up on the internet thinking, haha, just my friends are going to see. It's like, hello, McFly. The whole world can see.
There's how many users on MySpace?
And which one of your children did the MySpace?
The 16-year-old.
Okay.
And what I want to do, we're going to count, as a result of that and some other things, we've had two viruses we've had on our computer.
Yeah, that's easily done because they exchange things and they send things. And MySpace is weird. It's kind of a hybrid. It's like a blog. It's like a photo journal. It's like instant messaging. It's like email. It's like everything all in one. And it's loaded with advertising. And it is so successful in it has become the place where internet-connected teens want to go.
Okay.
That Fox, or the News Corp, the parent company for Fox, just bought the parent company of MySpace for something like $580 million, if that tells you anything about the kind of traffic they're getting on that site.
Now, is it possible to cancel MySpace? Is that possible to do, go in there and cancel it?
Well, you can't
using it anymore.
You can cancel the account. What you probably want to do is just block access to the URL, MySpace.com, altogether.
Okay.
If you want to control it, because you can delete it. They can go back in and create a new account in 5 minutes.
Okay, so you can block it, access to it.
Right, you want to block access to it. And if you don't have any kind of a parental control program, you can, like I said, you can stop by any of our stores. You can go to our website. Cyber Patrol and Cyber Sitter are the two that we've kind of used over the years.
Okay.
Cyber Sitter seems like it's a little more tuned in for people that have teens. And
okay.
Cyber Patrol seems to be a little better if you've got younger kids. It's got more kind of small kid kind of interfaces.
What is your experience with AOL, the instant messaging that AIM, is that the same situation with that also?
Oh, absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. If you're a parent out there and your kids have instant messaging, if they use AOL's instant messenger, go look at their buddy list.
Okay.
Those are all people they're communicating with.
Okay.
And you don't know who they are.
They probably don't really know who a lot of those people are.
Okay.
Exactly. So that's where if they just get to use that supervised, and they know nobody's watching. There's nothing to stop them from doing things that they know are wrong. One of the things that we have in our Safe Surfing Guide is an internet family contract. And it basically gives you the opportunity to sit down with your child with an actual contract that you sign and they sign, and it outlines the guidelines of what the promise is to each other. They're going to promise to you, you're going to promise to them, so that you guys can work together. Because they're going to run into situations where, you know, they know they shouldn't be looking at or seeing or talking to these people. And they need to know that it's safe to come to you and say, hey, look, this just happened, and you're not going to blow up and say, no more computer.
Okay.
So it's a neat little thing. Again, that's part of our free Safe Surfing Guide. You can get it on our website. You can get it at any of our stores. It's absolutely free, and it's got the warning signs, got the tips for mom and dad, the question and answer, the glossary, all that stuff, and the internet contract for you to use if you don't have one. If you have, you know, it's just a way for you to sit down with your children and address it.
Okay, great.
All right. Hey, good luck, Gary, and thanks for the input. And again, if you're a parent, whether you've run into this problem or haven't, we want to hear from you so that you can share your experience, or just by asking your question, you're going to help some of these other parents. Again, datadoctors.com is where all the resources are. There are 22 Valley-based stores that are waiting with technicians with free advice, free information. If you want to take your machine in so that they can look at it and try to help you get a control, you know, get some understanding of what might be going on in your home, it's a free service we're offering, and this is from this point forward. We want to become the resource for freaked out parents, I guess. You know, I mean, where do parents go? They don't, you know, they got to have a friend or family member. Usually when a parent has a problem with their computer, where do they go? To their kids, right?
Right.
They go, well, they can't go to their kids and go, how do I control you? So we're going to try to create this ongoing body of resources and help and information so that whether you're a do-it-yourselfer, great. Go to our website, tons of resources. If you're completely freaked out and don't know what to do, and you know your kids are doing something, but you don't know what, and you want to see, you know, careful what you wish for. But
right.
We'll show you. Just bring your machine to any location. We'll pop it up while you're standing there and show you what's going on, give you the resources, give you some tools, give you some advice, and give you some links to different websites that you can go to download some controls. We'll show you how the parental control programs work. Whatever you want. We'll do as little or as much as you want. But mom and dad, if you need help, we're here for you. Let us know. 602-277-5827. It's the Help the Parents Marathon, or telethon, I guess, huh? Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle, the Data Doctors. Datadoctors.com is our web address. We got another hour to go. So again, if you're a parent, you have some advice. If you're a parent, you're freaked out. Either one, 602-277-5827.
Yes.